The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
IHOP Hotline's brought to you by IHOP. Celebrate the weekdays with the new IHOP House Faves. All your favorites, just $6 Monday through Friday. Tommy, there are a lot of people shouting the same thing, that Prime should come to Dallas, coach the Cowboys. And I think everybody's shouting the same thing because it honestly makes a lot of sense in some degree. Dak Prescott's out for the year. Cowboys are an absolute train wreck. Cowboys may end up being in the mix for one of the top picks. I do think Shedeur Sanders is worthy of being selected up in that top five. Prime has already created, you know, a stir about how he doesn't want him to play for certain teams. We know Prime loves the Cowboys and loves Jerry Jones. It's funny on one hand, but it's possible, I would say, on the other. I would tell you this, and we joked about, you know, I told you that if Jerry Jones is there with Prime, that would never work. Two big personalities like that wouldn't work. However, maybe Jerry Jones steps aside. I told you maybe he and, you know, Vince McMahon start an old rich guy reality show. Stephen Jones finally gets promoted. They can get down to business. And in that scenario, yeah, I would say bring in Prime, bring in, you know,
Jerry
bring in Shedeur.
Ain't let's going see. Anywhere.
Oh, I know. That's why it's a joke. But no, if Jerry and Prime could not work together, I don't think. I don't
boy,
even know that.
Wouldn't
I,
it be fun to watch? It would absolutely be fun to watch.
Like, it would.
This is on a collision course to happen. And for everything to pan out that way, it was one of the top stories on ESPN yesterday where, like, the major talking heads were all talking about how Coach Prime should be the next coach of the Cowboys. And what's funny is that that's not the first time. I mean, I know going all the way back to even before he went to Colorado, there was speculation that eventually he could end up as the Cowboys head coach. But that was easily dismissed because of where Coach Prime was in his coaching career. Right now, with what he's done with Colorado, I mean, I've always been a Deion skeptic, at least at Colorado. I thought it was all hype and all flash and no substance. There's substance there. Really, I'm eating a little bit of crow here because what he's done with Colorado has been super impressive. So this is on a collision course right now with what has happened with Dak, what's happened with Mike McCarthy, now what's happening with Colorado and Coach Prime and Shedeur and the ascension to being one of the best quarterbacks in college football. This is on a collision course to happen regardless of the big personalities between Jerry Jones and Coach Prime. I think it probably will happen, to be quite honest with you.
I think there's a decent chance. I think if they had a shot at Shedeur, the chances would intensify. For me, it really would come down to, let's say Aaron Rodgers retires and you're the Jets, or really any team that might need a quarterback. Would you be willing to trade a first-round pick for Dak Prescott and his contract at this point?
Yeah, I think so. I think I would. Because, will Dak win you a Super Bowl? I mean, probably not at this point in his career, but can he be an upgrade from other options that you're for a lot of teams. Yeah, I think he absolutely could be.
Yeah, I think that's what it would come down to.
And you never know. Maybe a change of scenery for Dak could allow him to win a Super Bowl.
Absolutely. It's totally on the table. The Cowboys, before this year, have had one of the best offenses in football and won, you know, 12 games a year for a while. Totally, yes. I would agree. If I'm the Jets and everything's falling apart and I make my coaching change, yeah, if Rodgers is done, I still like my roster to some degree. So, yeah, I'd be willing to do that if I were the Jets or some team desperate enough to feel like you're just that close. We're joking about it, but I mean, as a Cowboys fan, if you told me Prime was going to be the next coach, I wouldn't be disappointed. Dude wins everywhere, right? He wins everywhere. He won at one level. He went up to Colorado. Nobody gave him a chance. He wins. He does it. We'll call it this way. He does a better job in year one than people thought he would, bringing around the worst program probably in Division One. Then in year two, and I'm a Prime guy. You guys know that. Even I was like, this isn't going to work. There's too much noise. They're probably going to the Big 12 championship game. And even if they don't, this year will have been successful. And so, look, I'd be fine with it.
I think Prime, that, you know, who would be salivating would be the Dallas media. I mean, it's already a circus all the time anyway. But when you get Dion and you get Jerry in the mix, like this would, there could be some success there. There could be a lot of success initially.
Those two have a great relationship.
Initially, there could be a lot, but it would end in a spectacular fashion at some point. It would be, you think that the Jimmy Johnson ending was bad? Like, this would be of nuclear proportions.
But if it gets him Shedeur Sanders, I'd probably be willing to take that risk because I do think he's good. And I'd be willing to risk that for a couple years, see how it works. Maybe Shadur's there. You know, at the end of the day, money talks. If he's good enough to earn a contract, I don't think he's going to care if his dad's coaching him. It's interesting. It's funny because it seems like a joke, but I think we can all kind of see like, oh yeah, that could definitely happen. That could totally happen. Jerry's not known to do headline splash high other than Bill Parcells. He's not a splashy. I guess Switzer at the time probably was splashy, so maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe he is. He just hadn't been willing to in a while, we'll say. From Dave Campo to Jason Garrett to Mike McCarthy. It's frustrating.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.